From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado's annual legislative session began today with the usual pomp and ceremony and opening day speeches. Lawmakers also began to unveil their priorities for the next 4 months. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The capitol hummed with activity after the eight-month interim, and opening day brought a back-to-school vibe, with families and friends joining lawmakers in the chambers. Isaac Slade, the lead singer of the Denver-based rock band The Fray, sang the national anthem in the Senate, and lawmakers were greeted to spruced-up chambers.
Isn't this amazing?
That's Senate President Bill Cabman. Workers finished a $6 million two-year renovation project, uncovering a skylight at the top of each chamber and removing beige acoustic tiles to unveil vibrant color panels and ornate stenciling on the walls and ceiling. Cabman went on to add that the Capitol's beauty is just a small part of what it stands for.
And it is so much more than the granite. It's so much more than the steel and the brass and the marble. And this place on Brown's Bluff, this is the very symbol of the idea and ideals of freedom.
While his speech didn't focus on policy specifics, leaders in the House did. Democratic Speaker Dickey Lee Hollinghorst highlighted economic security and says no one who works hard should live in poverty or be unable to feed a family.
If you work hard, you deserve to take a vacation, save for retirement, and send your kids to college.
House Democrats are introducing bills that would allow parents to take unpaid time off from work to attend parent-teacher conferences and other school activities. Another bill aims to reorient college savings accounts to help less wealthy families. She also wants to focus on climate change prevention and broadband access.
One of the best ways to support rural Colorado is to double our efforts to bring high-speed internet to all areas of the state.
For his part, House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso says he wants to reduce unnecessary business regulations and find ways in the budget to fund roads and put more money into education.
The reality is many of the problems we face are not the result of insufficient revenue, but rather a lack of prioritization.
Lawmakers will have the next 4 months to debate those priorities. Bills are already being introduced, but most legislative hearings won't begin until next week. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.